Hey, welcome to the Nonprofit Architect Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Johnson. Today, we're going to talk about something a little bit different, something you may know about, but I'm going to call it a specific name. You might not call it by this name, but we're going to talk about open cycles today. What are open cycles? Open cycles can be any relationship that you have, whether it's a friendship or family or an intimate relationship that you have with a person. It can be things you said that you're going to do that you haven't yet done, things you hope to attain, maybe your goals, maybe they're in your business, maybe they're in your nonprofit. Just things basically that you need to do on your to-do list somewhere. What can we do about these things? Or why does it even matter? Have you ever seen a computer screen that's got all these different tabs and screens open? Well, what happens to the computer? It starts to slow down, doesn't it? It gets harder and harder to do everyday tasks, and eventually you're going to have to close down all the screens in order to restart the computer to make it run faster again. This looks the same in our lives. We've got too many things on our to-do list, not enough things on our to-don't list, things that we're not going to do anymore. And there's a lot of expectations out there from ourselves, from our families, from our friends, from our bosses, from everything under the sun. And if we haven't said, hey, like, enough is enough, I can't do these things, like, it starts to wear on you. It gets stressful, all of these things. So how can we address this? Well, we can start down by writing a list out of all of our open cycles, whether that's relationship, work tasks, things you need to do for your household, or maybe for your kids, maybe for your neighbors, for your friends, all the things that you said that were going to do. And you have to put them in basically three categories. It comes pretty obvious when you start listing some of this out. There's big important things that we have to do, like I've got to earn a paycheck to pay for rent or mortgage or whatever it is. And there's things can come down to that just take a small action to complete. So about a third of these things can be completed and removed from your open cycle list by just allotting a little bit of time and actually just doing the thing, getting them off your list. Another third of these, which is just a little bit harder, this involves maybe eating some crow, putting away pride, and saying, look, I can't do the thing that I said I was going to do. You have to enforce some boundaries and say, look, I can't do these things. I don't have the time. I don't have the bandwidth. I don't have whatever it is. And if it's your boss, they'll understand. Like you took on a project or you need help or whatever the thing is, there's a way to get out of that. If it's with a friend, either they are your friend and they'll understand, or they were never your friend and they were just using you. I just said that, and a lot of people listening, like, their heart skipped a beat. They stopped and they're like, I have to stand up to my friends, possibly, right? That might be something you have to do. I remember working with a friend of mine, and I asked her if she could do something for me, and she initially said yes. And some weeks went by, and kind of confronted her in a group, and I said, hey, just tell me with these words. I want you to use these words. Travis, I can't do this thing for you. I thought I could. I thought I had the time. I don't have the time. And it was pretty uncomfortable. I made her say it in public in this group that we were in. And part of me felt a little bad, you know, because you don't want to put your friends on the spot like that. But the even bigger part of me was the fact that she was enforcing her boundaries and the things she could and couldn't do. And she said, hey, Travis, I thought I could do this. I really don't have the time. I'm not going to be able to do it for you. I said, hey, don't worry about it. I'll have someone else handle it. It's not a big deal. Just knowing that she's willing to stand up and say, hey, I can't do this thing, made her feel so much better. Me as the person needing the thing done, the sooner I find that out, the sooner I can either do it myself or get someone else to do it if that's just the way it needs to work out. But waiting only causes extra pain. Now, the last third is going to be much more difficult. These might be major tasks. This might be some forgiveness that a person needs, or maybe even forgiving yourself, depending on the severity or the pain involved in such things. It might be really, really hard to get some of these open cycles, get them closed. Everything that we do is on a cycle. There's a start, some kind of change, and some kind of end. Sometimes it's the seasons of life where people are in your sphere of influence for only a season. But some of these things are going to be really hard to close out. Maybe they're steps on goals. Maybe they're to-do lists in your house. whatever it is, that thing that's been like nagging you, it's always on the list every day for the last 4 months. You're not going to do it anyway. Cross it off the list, or hire a contractor, get it done, or just completely ignore it. Take it off the list. Get it out of your head. Let your body reset. Let your mind reset. Let your spirit reset and get some of these things off your to-do list. Close out these open cycles. Other things that may help you get some of these things done. When I look at work as just a general thing, whether that's nonprofit work, business, podcasting, whatever the thing is, and I find myself doing things on a repetitive basis, I ask myself, what can I delegate? What can I automate? And what can I eliminate? There's things I know that I need to get done. There's some tools out there. Like Zapier has tasks that are called Zaps. There's another program called IFTTT, If This Then That. If the new podcast publishes on the back end, I want it to automatically post to Facebook using this RSS feed. Set that up and let it run. Let us do its automated thing in the background. Eliminate, you might find that you're doing things that are $10 an hour jobs or less. That might be getting groceries, taking care of yard maintenance, picking up your dry cleaning. And depending on what your hourly time is worth, let's say you're in sales and while you're working, you make $2,000 an hour in sales. Let's just say, even if it's $100 an hour, even if it's $50, even if it's $20 an hour, right? Even if it's $20 an hour, that's all you're making when you're at work, this time that you're producing. If you're taking away time that you're producing, that $20 an hour, to do things that's not producing for you, AKA getting groceries, picking up the dry cleaning, taking care of the lawn, and someone else can do for $10 an hour, or really less than you're making per hour, you can delegate that. You can hire that out to someone else to go do that task for you so you can focus on the income producing activities. Delegation, if you're in a business and you have workers that you can delegate to, don't delegate responsibility down to the lowest level, but delegate the task. You're still responsible for the completion. If you're in the house, maybe the kids get some new chores. If you are doing an online business or podcasting like me, maybe you hire some virtual assistants or you get some interns signed on to do some tasks for you. All of these things are going to help offload some of these open cycles, free up your mind, free up some stress, free up a little bit of room for you and the things that you need to get done, that you specifically need to get done, so you can focus on some of them bigger things, those larger goals. If you're in the nonprofit world, maybe that's getting your focus on those major donors instead of all the little tasks you need to do. Maybe it's really wrapping your head around that next event or your next project and someone else take care of some of those smaller details for you so you can really focus and do a whiz-bang job. But open cycles, get those things closed. Close down those windows and those open tabs on the back of your computer that's slowing everything down. Free up some of your headspace, some of your physicality, your physical being. Free yourself up spiritually so you can be open to new things, new growth, new processes, and figure out what you can delegate, eliminate, or automate. Check us out on nonprofitarchitect.org/blog. Check out all the other great things we have. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like, share, subscribe so you don't want to miss out. If you found these things randomly and you want to listen to them on a daily basis, because we're coming out with new stuff each and every workday, 5 days a week, you can go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, et cetera, and get the latest and greatest stuff right in your inbox. Thanks so much for listening.